Though Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke has said the nation's recession is likely over, many state governments are still dealing with huge deficits. Some governors have taken drastic steps to deal with the financial hangover, including Washington State's Democratic Governor Chris Gregoire. She announced this past week that she wants to make additional spending cuts and introduce a tax package to help bridge the budget gap. Governor Gregoire joins us by phone. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
Begin, if you would, by describing your state's financial situation.
Well, as we left the legislative session, we had to plug what was a $9 billion shortfall out of a $31 billion total budget. So it was really a formidable challenge, but our legislators stood up to it, got the job done, got it done on time. So we expected that we had seen the worst of it, and as time has gone on, with a declining revenue forecast, people aren't spending, loss of jobs continuing, and candidly, increased need for services, we find ourselves going into our supplemental budget session with another hole of $2.6 billion.
What are you hearing from your fellow governors about how they're dealing with their budget situations?
You know, they're confronting the exact same problem that we are here in my state, some much worse, some better. They're all looking at how do you raise revenue in these difficult times, and some, candidly, like my colleague in Oregon, is finding when they raised revenue, it ended up on the ballot. But most economic experts are saying that we're going to see a dramatic problem with the states and their budgets, because it's expected that we could lose as much as $180 billion in 2011 alone, in large part because the federal stimulus dollars will go away. What that will do for all the states, they're going to fall off another cliff. It will drag down the economic recovery and the job creation in the states. So we've been in dialogue with the president and the vice president and members of Congress that we're going to need continuing help. Otherwise, economic recovery is going to escape us because of the economic problems confronted by state governments.
Let me ask you about the natural resources in your state. And your state is home to many, the Puget Sound, the Columbia River. But you have announced plans to reduce the number of workers required to protect some of those assets. Explain.
Well, what we did is we set out with a goal of, one, we will not undermine our quality of life or our environmental protection in our state. That's why people come here and live here. So it's one of the most important things, even when you're attracting a business or employees to our state. But there's got to be a better way to do business. So as we looked across state lines, we found about 98 different permits, about 80 different grants and loan programs. And we said, you know, we can consolidate all that to what we call one front door, so we can better serve the customer, if you will, when they come to us, by having them go through one door to get access to a permit, to have that done by multiple agencies together as one, to have them consolidate their grants and loans. So we think it will be not only cost-cutting, but it will, in the long haul, be much more simple, much more transparent, much better for those who do business with government, because they'll see how easy it is to get access and get through the system where it's so cumbersome today.
Washington State also eliminated at least 75 commissions and boards. Now, there are some that might go, yay, because, you know, whenever there's a problem, form a commission. But was there redundancy there? Is this a way to make government more streamlined, more efficient?
It really is. I've announced a second effort in that regard, so that at the end of what I've proposed, if assuming I can get the legislature to agree, we will eliminate about 165 boards and commissions in Washington State, cutting us well over a third. We will either eliminate, merge, or realign about a third of our smaller state agencies, all of which we have reviewed to ask, you know, they were formed at some time ago. Do they still hold a purpose? Is there a better way to offer that service to the public? And to ask those who candidly meet now by driving to the state capitol and getting a taxpayer per diem, that those days need to be over. We need to be able to do online interaction. We need to be able to do telephone conference calls. We need to do other ways than doing that.
Do you have any projection about when the state's budget might be brought back into the black?
Well, in my state, they're estimating that we will see some better signs of job recovery beginning in the second quarter of 2010. Jobs, obviously, are always delayed in a recession and its recovery. Same is true for state revenues, and they're predicting late 2010 we will begin to see a small uptick in our state revenue, but it by no means is predicted to be dramatic. It's expected to be slow for the next 3 to 5 years.
Chris Gregoire is the governor of Washington State. Thank you very much.
You bet. Thank you.
You're listening to NPR News.